I think growing up as a kid, when the playoffs started, you saw a lot of goals, a lot of topsy-turvy games. And I think that probably summed it up, really, the playoff campaign. Had everything. They scored against a run of play. We was outstanding. I think we dominated certainly the first 70 minutes of the game and then had to hang in there. I thought it was a brilliant Millwall performance. We was energetic, we was lively, we were competitive, we was aggressive, the fans got behind us, and the front pair scored the goals. And everything you want from your Millwall team, I think you saw tonight.
It's difficult, you can't pick individuals out really, because it was a team performance, but your front pair get through so much work. It's not just the goals, but they defend from the front, they give the options, don't they, and the rest of the team sort of have the opportunity to work from
them. Yeah, that's right. They've when they play as a pair, and let's not forget Aidan O'Brien as well, scored 15 goals, jumping in up the top and into midfield areas. And they've played a lot against three this year and dominated teams. We put teams out their strikes, they come and change the shape against us. And then, other times, like tonight, I play against the two, and I thought the difference between with the two sides was when two centre-halves bullied their two centre-forwards over a lot of the two legs.
Yeah.
But my two centre-forwards dominated their centre-halves over two games. And they're a good, experienced pair. And I thought, outstanding. You're right, it's unfair, Phil, to single out individuals, but I've got to say, as a group, the spirit, the camaraderie, the hunger and the desire to not let your season finish really shone through.
Yeah, I mean, last season you did a lot of damage in the away leg, but that was first. This time you've done the damage again in the away leg. I mean, it just shows in these games it's not over 90 minutes, is it? It is over the two legs. And we came away from Thursday thinking, well, OK, it's still half time and there was a lot to play for.
Yeah, it was, I was genuinely, when I said after the Bristol game, I was pleased we was at home. I was delighted. Yeah. Just because of the travelling, the turnaround, what I knew our crowd would give us home and away against Scunthorpe, I was delighted. Surprised it was Scunny, thought it was going to be Fleetwood. But when we settled down, looked at it, watched the games back we played, I fancied us over the two games. And the 0-0 draw afterwards, the boys were disappointed at the end of Thursday night after the game. And I come and said, we're brilliant, absolutely brilliant, dominated the game. Knew it'd be tougher here. We knew they'd get set plays and try and dominate areas. But I'd have confidence in the players, even with 1-0 down. There was no panic in the group. Saw the level of performance, they got even better. Certainly some of the best football we've played for a long time. A really difficult place to play.
Yeah. And just the physical, the fitness of your players. I mean, as you said, tight turnaround, but both sets of players really gave it again today. And someone like Jimmy, who only started one game in 2017 ahead of Bristol Rovers, he's played 3 in 8 days, but again was out there still battling away right at the end.
Well, just someone like Jimmy, Steve Morris and Tony Craig, you see what it means to them to play for their football club. But then the other lads just... We help them recover, we give them every opportunity to recover. But then it's down to their preparation and it's down to their heart. It's down to their heart and their passion. And you saw tonight, we played against a team that worked their socks off the other night at the Den, and really impressive doing it as well. And we run over them tonight at times. That's just come down to the players' attitude to train and wanting it tonight.
And it's Bradford in the final. I mean, you've got to play someone in the final, haven't you? So it's Bradford. You've got 2 weeks, though, virtually now to get ready for them.
Yeah, four evenly matched teams for me in the playoffs. Four very evenly matched teams have all beaten each other over the course of the four games. Bradford for us, two draws, home and away. I expect a very tight affair next week as well. Bradford keep the ball really well, pass it. We're certainly leaning on our experience from the playoff final last year.
Yeah. And it's the fifth trip to Wembley in 9 years for Millwall. I mean, some clubs haven't been there for decades, and this is another trip for the Millwall fans.
Yeah, I'll have to apologise to our fans, I suppose, for, we have to remember, it's not cheap. It's not cheap going to Wembley. It's not cheap going taking the kids. It's not cheap taking the wife and the uncle and aunt and your mother-in-law who wants to go for the first time in 15 years to a game of football. But they'll come. There'll be 35,000 of them. Bradford bring a big crowd. It'll be almost sold out stadium, I'm sure, and they'll make some noise. And again, we've earned the right to be there. The cup's been brilliant this year, but we've wanted this. For me, slightly better individual performances in the first half of the season from big players, from experienced players, and take the cup run out of it. I think we'd have been in the top two, in my opinion. But now we've got an opportunity to do it the best way. And winning the playoff final is the best way to get promoted. So, we recover now, we take stock, we study Bradford diligently, prepare for next week and pick a team that's capable of winning the game.